This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Are we in for a tough road ahead? Stocks tanked yesterday. Some experts fear a recession's coming.
It was a punishing day on Wall Street as stocks slumped sharply over worries that higher interest rates and the Federal Reserve's fight against inflation will slow the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 3.1%, falling 1,036 points. The S&P 500 lost 3.6%, its biggest loss in almost 2 years. With tech stocks falling the most, the NASDAQ was down 5%. The massive losses came a day after the Fed raised its benchmark interest rate by a half percentage point. I'm Mike Gracia.
We'll get the April jobs report today. Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine will carry a starker warning now. The FDA is limiting its use because of a risk of rare but serious blood clots. The FDA says the J&J COVID shot should be given only to adults who cannot receive a different vaccine or specifically request J&J's vaccine. First Lady Jill Biden is traveling to Romania and Slovakia, where she'll spend Mother's Day meeting with displaced families on the border with Ukraine. During a refueling stop in Ireland, she told reporters why this trip is so important to her.
I just wanted to say thank you to you all for coming on the trip. I really appreciate it. It's so important to the president and to me that Ukrainian people know that we stand with them.
A Ukrainian official says more civilians have been rescued from the tunnels under that besieged steel plant in Mariupol. Ukrainian fighters there are refusing to surrender to the Russians. SpaceX brought four astronauts home from the International Space Station with a midnight splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico, three Americans and a German. Price of gas is up about 12 cents in a week. This is AP News. The White House press secretary is leaving. The AP's Ed Donahue reports on who's next in that job. A woman who will be a first.
President Biden named Deputy Karine Jean-Pierre to be the next White House press secretary. Jen Psaki leaves the White House next week. She praised her successor, who will be the first Black woman and the first openly LGBTQ person to serve as White House press secretary.
She will give a voice to so many and allow and show so many what is truly possible when you work hard and dream big.
Jean-Pierre said she appreciated the historic nature during her first appearance at a daily briefing last year.
Being behind this podium, being in this room, being in this building is not about one person. It's about, you know, what we do on behalf of the American people.
President Biden says Jean-Pierre will continue to lead the way in communicating about the work of the Biden-Harris administration on behalf of the American people. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,